Daith da, Aubin Akan. Welcome to podcast number 81. Well, thank goodness for that. I got that right this week. I tell you what, last week, as you most probably heard it, I was gutted when I'd mucked up me recording. But anyway, I carried on and I expect a lot of you would have heard the podcast. But I did get me leg pulled a bit by it. I think me first response I got was me mate Alan Roberts. We was working together on Saturday and he prepared the grave for me. And then he drove up the road in his lorry out the way for when we was to arrive, well, about an hour later. And he sent me a text to say, "We're all parked up. I'm now going to listen to your podcast, buddy." And then within seconds, another text come back. "Here, you've missed the start to say what number it is." And so it went on. I did have my leg pulled, I must admit, but it worked out right in the end, I think. But I won't be making that mistake again. So last weekend was Easter weekend. I did me recording. I spoke to you after Friday. I'd done me marathon run, which was blimmin' hard going. And then Saturday, we was up Trelill. And lovely little cemetery right in the middle of the countryside. It belongs to the Methodist Church, which is just up the road a little bit. And that one is shut now. Like a lot of these chapels have been shut down over the years. And t'was one of these chapels where when we used to do funerals, once you got the family inside, that was it. Everybody else was outside. So you had the PA speakers if you could get them back then. But lovely little cemetery. And then on Sunday, I was open, as I said, to go to the egg run. The motorcycle charity run, which started up at Davidstowe. And I was geared up, ready to go. And then we had a call. And I got back from the call. It was going to be touch and go if I was going to make it up or in time. But I saw when they advertised it that they would be stopping halfway. So I thought, booty, they're bound to stop Cornwall services. So I did a bit of paperwork for an hour. And then I got on my bike. And I headed to Cornwall Services and I got down there and there was just a few bikes there, but not that many. And I was walking to the entrance and I saw me mate Andy Watt. So I had a good old yarn with E. I said, "Where are them all to then?" And he saw they've all stopped up the road at Victoria Industrial Estate. There's a little cafe sort of place up there. They've all stopped there, but he said 'twas even. So I thought, well, I'll go and have a coffee while I'm here. And then I'll head up to Victoria. So I headed up there and I was too late. They'd gone. So I did a little solo ride myself anyway, which I really enjoyed. And then Monday we had the grandsons. So it was a brilliant weekend, really. Worked quite a bit, but managed to fit in a few odds and ends. Well, then you're back to work on Tuesday. And of course, it is a short week, but you still got a lot of work to do. And on Tuesday, we was at Cardinham Church, which is actually called St. Mubrid's Church. And I don't know if you've been there before, if you live in here in Cornwall, but it's got a fantastic Celtic cross. And many years ago, I used to get Beth and the kids in the car and we'd go traipsing around Cornwall looking for Celtic crosses. And I did like this one. This is one of my favourites. I think it is a 10th century one, I think. And it's one of these, they call them a wheel-headed one. But they've got fantastic carvings on and everything. And if you make that way, tis well worth having a geck. Really tis. And then the next day we was at Blisland. And again, both at Cardinham and Blisland, the churches were full. Fantastic attendances again. And with Blisland, although all of us locals call it Blisland Church, tis actually the Church of St. Protus and St. Hyacinth. So that's another church. I think I've spoke about Blisland Church before, actually, because when you go in, you look at the pillars and they mean leaning over. You're thinking, crumbs, you know, are they moving? Well, they have moved now since I've been going up there. But tis a lovely church if you're ever up that way. And then today we was at St. Cue Church, which I did mention again the other week, which is the Church of St. James the Great. And one interesting thing, which Phil was with me today, and he noticed a military headstone that I'd never seen. And he did manage to take a photo of it, which he sent me later on in the day. And this was very sad. It was for a Joe Bray, and he was killed in the First World War. It was 7th of May, 1916, do you remember? And he was only 19. And I'd never seen that one before, and I didn't see it today, so I will be looking next time. And I know there was Brays up St. Kew up until recently, actually, and but I don't think they related to Wee at all. But, you know, that was where we were today. Amongst this week also, other various times, we was at Glenvalley. Oh, and before we go to my interview, I was going to mention me biking mate as well, Graham Stirling. I saw Graham and Ruth there at Cornwall Services, and he, like me, he didn't make the ride this year, but 'twas lovely to have a yarn with they and dear Pat as well. Right, well, now I think we'll head over to me second part of me interview with Ken and Rose. I can introduce them this week, now I've done it right, and I've known them forever, and I know that last week's interview was very popular, had some lovely comments, and I'm sure you're going to like this one this week too. So we'll go over to they pair now, and then I'll speak to you directly. So here it is. So where did you first live to when you got married then?
We was in a caravan up Bedeev, because we couldn't get anything. It was Mr. Phillips on the end in the bungalow. We up there, and we had Sarah. Of course, then we moved to Bull.
Yeah.
Sarah was about 5 months old. She took bad one Sunday, and they said that it was through Ken Paynton. Anyway, she had another term when we was out somewhere, so the nurse said that we had to get move into town.
I see. Yeah.
So we come here then, and we've been here 52 years.
Cool.
It was a nice little caravan, wasn't it? It was lovely in the summer, but I hated it in the winter.
Yeah, I'll imagine.
Yeah. And we used to go up and see Mr. Phillips to pay the rent, and he used to give it back to Sarah.
I'll get away.
Yeah.
Old man was good. Well, we've got, say, 7 o'clock, you might come home about 9.
He was lovely, though, wasn't he, old gent? Yeah, we lived up there. And
so where was Kerry born to?
Kerry was born Truro, but we was down here then. Here then, yeah.
Bit different then, because I remember Rob Storsky used to live
over there,
And I used to come up, and we used to play football, cricket and that. And, of course, you had the green back then, didn't you? Well, that's all gone now, isn't it?
That would have been gone about, I don't know, 2011? That's when I had my hip done.
The days when you'd never hip done.
2011.
That was the day they started.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because tis like everywhere in town parking now. I mean, I've had to park up the top. And like when we lived in Glen Road, you could park right outside the house. You couldn't do it now.
No, you can't.
Everywhere's the same, isn't it? And then, of course, your Sarah got married. And
yes.
I had the honour of being best man.
And then you looked up and said about the presents.
Yeah, you better. You're welcome to see the presents, but Rose is going car boot on Wednesday, so you better make it quick.
Yeah.
It was a good day, wasn't it?
Yeah, a good day, but she just missed out on her 30. They would have been married 30 years, the year he died.
Yeah,
but,
very sad.
Yeah.
That was a nerve-wracking day, that was.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't relax at all until the evening when it was all over. And, of course, you related to Halfway Bridge, really, isn't it?
Well, yes. You're afraid to say anything. You don't know who's talking to.
Yeah. But sergeants, was they a big family then? Or, of course, their father come from Tor Point.
Well, father always said he was one of 13. He never had a birth certificate or nothing.
All right.
And mother advertised in the News of the World. She got hold of Wilfred Pickles.
Right.
And in then she found his mother.
Right.
And come find out he was one of 3.
Oh, was that?
But he, like I say, he was up Tor Point. Then he come down St. Columb in the home, and he said they had to go chapel in the morning and home for dinner and back again in the afternoon.
Yeah. That was the thing back then, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
We had to go to chapel.
Did he, yeah? Which one was that? Were we all
the Methodist.
Yeah.
Which is his house is down there.
Where 40 windows, is that the one?
Where the homes is. Egglesale.
Yeah, just on from us.
That's where we used to go. There was a chapel in a Sunday school.
Yeah.
So we had to go to chapel in the morning and Sunday school in the afternoon.
Oh, did I? Yeah.
And we used to put our money in the chewing gum. We've all been there, all done it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
When she said, I ain't going out with E because he got a wood leg.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I went to get a bale of straw for the calves, went up the ladder, stepped on a bale, and ended up down in a trailer.
All right.
My leg went out over the side. He didn't come in with me. And the ambulance driver come. He said, oh, we'll have you home in time for tea.
Right.
I come home exactly 4 months after. We used to ring up off license down in Truro.
Yeah.
7,000 pint of light, 7,000 pint of brown. And they would bring it up Friday afternoons and put it in the cupboards beside the bed. One night we was there. Jack and Jonesy was on the night shift. The night that Henry Cooper fought Cassius Clay.
Right.
Everything done. Everybody down in the corner that could get in the corner. Beer was flowing.
Yeah.
In come matron. Jack said, we're in for the high jump now.
Yeah.
So she come down across the board. She said, where's mine?
Oh, did she really? Get away. Was you listening to the fight then or watching it or...
We weren't interested in the fight. We had the beer flowing.
Oh, hang. So you really did a good job on your leg then?
Oh, I broke my ear.
Oh.
That was 59 years ago. I've seen a lot of hospitals since
then.
Yeah,
you have, haven't we? Yeah.
We used to go down river because that was our beach then.
All right, yeah.
We used to call it our summer beach. You had to go right down. We used to go piking and that. Well, we wouldn't go piking today, but no. Yeah, with our brothers and sisters, and you used to come home with flatfish and all that from mother. Yeah.
Where's that down towards Padstow then? Is
yeah,
it?
You walked down the line. Yeah. Well, it was a railway then, wasn't it? And down so far, there was like a summer house.
All right. Yeah.
And you could sit there and call it our beach because it was quite sandy.
Yeah.
Then as far as you could go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a nice place down there. And then one day I was out with my friend and we had Doreen Henderson. It was her twins and they were in a pram. And Margaret Henderson and I, we walked over Trevillain and we thought, oh, we left the pram there and the tide was out. And anyway, we went in the next minute. I went down 3 times. She saved me, and of course, all I was saying about the twins and my brother's friends actually, they saw us and they got us across. A bit dicey. I don't like water very much now.
No, exactly.
It frightened me.
Yeah,
it frightened me. But it came in as quick as that, though.
Yeah, yeah. When we move to work, we look out the window, you can't believe how fast that tide comes in.
Yeah.
It's frightening, really. Mm. And how much water comes in.
We had bullocks on the marsh for several years.
Yeah.
And then they said they was going to flood up from the river.
Right.
So we had to stop. Then we used to bale up, well, round bale down on the marsh, take it home. And if you put a bale of that in the feeder and a bale of grass from home in the feeder, they would eat the marsh one first.
Would they?
And they would lick them clean. Like, and when we was on carrying hay and straw, somebody was in fish and chip shop, see? So if they seen me and Nicky and they come on past cinema with the tractors, the time we got fish and chip shop, we had sausage and chips tea.
Oh, brilliant. Oh.
Oh, God.
So how many was working on the farm then?
Only me.
Just you?
It was me and Father Nick. And then, well, the boy was born 59 years ago. Well, now any day, in May. And we had 2 farms then, one near and one in Land Livery. If there was someone on out Land Livery, I used to go straight there in the morning. Nick would milk home. We'd done that for 6-7 years, I suppose.
Mm.
Then he sold it and made things better back this end.
Yeah, that's right.
But I always said I could make a cup of tea up farm better than I could home here.
Right.
because I was always up there. I was never wrong.
No, that's right. The long hours I spent, you worked, didn't
they? Yeah, well, it was mostly 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
The longest day I ever worked was I left here at 5 o'clock one morning and I walked in the back door 10 past 12 next morning. But when we had the farm out in Luxillion, we used to go past the Gippo camp out Logan Gate.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And old Ben Grotter.
Right.
He'd be there all the week with a little tiny axe cutting sticks.
Yeah.
Friday nights he'd be loading them up, stop, have a yarn with him.
Yeah.
And the only thing he wanted was the back wheels off my tractor. If we went in 15 balls in Bogman on a Saturday night,
yeah,
and I walked in the pub, there was a pint on the bar. He was a gentleman, really.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, growing up at Roastnanan, then where would you have had to go for doctors back then?
St. Cullen was our doctor back then. Yeah. That was when you could ring up a doctor and he would come.
Ours was up by the boys' school.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dr. Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Georgie Allen was your undertaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to go down Georgie and he'd make gates and he'd pay us a shilling a gate for creosote removal.
Oh, would he?
Yeah.
So where was he actually in Roastnanan itself then? Did he live? Or?
No, just as you go to Roastnanan, you go down over a little nip and there's a house on the bottom.
Oh,
there.
I know.
That's where he lived.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okey-doke,
that's right. Did he see much of Jethro then? Because obviously he married Dulcie, that was from around St. Wen, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Seen a fair old bit of him.
There's a lovely photo of him in the early days near the signpost.
Up top, yeah.
Yeah. All the names are in that, yeah. God, pretty.
And I had a whippet when I was 14, I suppose, 14, 15. I used to go dog racing because Bernie Chapman had two or three greyhounds and Eric had a whippet. And we used to go bugle, par market with these dogs racing. One night Eric said, "We put Mac in the race tonight, Ken, and I'll put Queenie in the bigger race."
Right.
Anyhow, done that. They took off racing. My very dog got up to the winning post and stopped.
Oh, no.
And he waited for others to come.
Oh, no.
Eric said, "For Christ's sake, take it home and shoot it."
Oh,
because he was on a sure pocket. Yeah. Sure pocket, because he would always run behind Queenie.
I can remember when I was small.
Yeah.
My sister was very cruel to me, Sheila. When we used to make noises, stepfather would come up with a bamboo.
Oh.
And then Sheila would shout, "Ouch, ouch, ouch." And it wasn't her that was getting the hits. It was Muggins' ear.
Oh, no.
Well, then she locked me in a tin box and I couldn't get out. And when she did finally get me out, I was blue. Then she put her foot through the window. But all this was down Eddystone Terrace.
Yeah.
Then we was playing dollies with all our clothes and that. She put my thumb through the mangle and I had blood everywhere. So she was a little terror to her sister, really. Yeah.
And you still talk to her now?
Well, yes. I still talk to her. What she'd done to me. That was day days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fun. We have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Somebody came in here the other day and said to me, "I've had somebody ask for it."
Sandy? No.
No, but it was your mother that was the one.
Oh, Big Daddy. Oh, it was Roy, wasn't it? Didn't Roy come in?
Carfew? Could have been Roy Carfew.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Roy Carfew.
Yeah, he's another one I'll have to get on here.
Roy, that's me cousin. Well, Anne's me cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Anne, because she was a Bab.
Bab, yeah.
Mum, see? Yeah.
So you related to, like, Keith Bab?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Cousin as well.
And Bab's out... George Bab that died.
Yeah.
We got a lot of cousins that around still, but no aunties or uncles now.
No, all gone. That's right, all gone on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know when I was working for the Hokies, because I worked for Bill, but there was Jimmy and Harry, and certain times of the year, everybody went together and went one farm, done that, next farm.
I see. Yeah.
And Jimmy was a showman. He showed stuff.
Right.
And we were digging teddies. Go down the row, and he'd go down and pick up that one and that one. Anyhow, he had them up top with a bag over the top. Of course, I drove right over him, didn't I?
Oh, no. That reminds me of Charlie. Charlie, I'm sure it was Teddy's again. He got some for a show and he had them all cleaned off, put them on the draining board, went upfield again, come back.
Jane
tea got was them. Ready, yeah. He said, "Where's me teddies?" She said, "You just ate them."
Yeah, well, Charlie came in for him, see, and said, "I've been offered a job."
Yeah.
And Nick said, "Who's that?" "Oh, wrong." And he said, "I don't know, best take it or no." Anyhow, he went market and put in many days after a bullock pinning against the wall.
Oh.
And he came in and he said, "I'm going to tell Ron I'm going on with him."
Yeah.
And it was the best day's work he ever done, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, because market's all gone and everything now, isn't it? Right, well, right. I think we'll wrap it up here, unless you can think of anything else to say. I'll always come back in 10 years for another episode, can I?
10 years.
10 years? I'll be pushing up the daisies.
Well, old man made 88.
Did he really?
My auntie was 103.
Was she?
Yeah. I mean, the only fault with Aunt Mabel was that she couldn't see very good and her legs, that was... Mm. But her mind and that was all
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was in fish and chip shop one night, one bank holiday Monday. Police car come round level crossing... Just about on two wheels.
Right.
He said, "Some bugger's in trouble." Anyhow, went to work next morning. Nick said, "You better go in Rose and Allen, mother of out of fire." And that's where the police car was going.
Was it really?
And of course, went in there and there was none left, so.
Of course, no telephone, I suppose, was there?
Well, there was one.
Down village?
Yeah, Jeffro rang fire brigade. That was the end of the Rose Annan life.
Where did she go to then?
She finished up in St Cullum. As she got towards the graveyard, there was bungalows in around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Lived in there.
Well, I think that's all right, don't you?
I think so.
We shall know when we hear it.
Well, thank you very much, you pair. That was proper job. So if you'd like to say goodbye to everybody...
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, and I hope you enjoy it.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, like Ken said, I hope you enjoyed it. I did, and I hope you did too. I think for my Cornish word of the week, I'm going down the place names route again, and I mentioned Cerdinham earlier, and I think that's what I'll go for this week. Now, Cerdinham is a funny one, really, because it comes, the first bit, car, comes from the Cornish care, which is for fort, and the second part, dinan, is for fort. So it's two words for fort. So it's kind of a bit repetitive, really. But they do reckon that it refers back to Bury Castle, which is very close by. There is a bit of a coincidence as well, because later on, the manor of Cerdinham came into the hands of the Dinham family. So it almost then looked like it was the fort of the Dinham family. But its name, apparently, it did exist at least a century before they owned it. But that's what it is this week, Cerdinham. So both care and Dinham is the Cornish word for fort. And for my Cornish dialect of the week, I'm going to refer to a book which my old friend Phil gave me last week, dear of him. Fantastic book. Written in 1936. I got it here somewhere. Here it is, by Edith Martin. And dear of her, she was all for charity. She said any proceeds from the book would go towards the Royal Cornwall Infirmary because they was open to raise £65,000 to extend its building and its work. And that was back in 1936. So for me dialect, I thought this week I'd go for one that I'd never heard before, and it says
then going backwards and forwards like Boscastle Fair, which is what I am heard before. I thought it was quite good. Then going backwards and forwards like Boscastle Fair. So there we are. Right, well, I'll leave you there. I hope you have a good week, and I'll speak to you again next week. Wish you well. Do Guinness. Kernobis Ficken.